This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out to the River Islands guest line we go. It is time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. It's been a great start for Jimmy Butler with the Warriors. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. And these two wins since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler certainly have everybody's eyebrows up. I wonder if you could kind of take us through the effect of the last 6 days. An emotional night 6 days ago when you trade some players away. But now this boost of these two games, how much of it do you attribute directly to Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing really kind of captures what the NBA can be, you know, where you have to say goodbye to guys who you love, you know, and then you welcome a new guy and you feel a burst of energy and maybe a, you know, resuscitation of the season. And it's a reminder that, you know, this is all part of it. And it, as much as you, you hate to see guys go and you grow attached to people, It's always about winning, and you know the players understand that, and coaches understand that. But you know, whatever it takes to win, that's what you have to do. And I think ultimately, it was obvious we needed a change in this season. We were kind of stuck in mud, and this seems like the best possible move we could have made. And I give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit. I mean, he's done an incredible job since he's been here. You know, under difficult circumstances, but he's think about the guys he's traded for, the guys he's drafted. You know, we got a pretty good group, and it's exciting.
Can you take us through the moment where you had to call the team back in the locker room to deliver the news? You obviously had some inkling that something might be afoot, but in the moment when it becomes confirmed, how do you, as the head coach, go about getting everybody back in the room and then delivering the tough news?
Well, there's not exactly a handbook for it, but, you know, the bottom line is these guys are all great friends and tight, and, you know, you're together every single day, so there's no way you can not gather everybody together. You know, everybody needs to say goodbye and to have a final moment together when something like this happens, and it's not always possible. You know, a lot of times guys get traded, and they're at home, and you know that's it. And this was a rare occasion where a trade happened, you know, at the arena where the whole team is there. Happened one other time in my existence. That was when we traded Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson in Brooklyn right before a game about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And so it was, it's a strange moment, but it's one that I think you have to have with the group just to be able to express thanks and say goodbye.
Coach, I have to admit, then, after the game, I was surprised to hear you say you've never even met Jimmy Butler. How, with all the dealings throughout the league, how is that possible? And then what were your first impressions?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would say probably half the guys in the league I've actually shaken hands with and met. A lot of guys you just play against, but you don't really, you know, you don't spend time with them. You don't really, you know, say anything to them or vice versa. And so that was the case with Jimmy. Obviously, he's been in the East, you know, for most of his career, so only played him a couple times a year. And there was just never a moment where we, you know, even said hello. So it's a brand new relationship, but, you know, it's great timing. I mean, what I've learned in this league is everything is about timing for players, for organizations. When you get a guy, it's so crucial. And it feels like we're getting him at the right time for him and for us.
Well, now that you've known him a long time, I mean, 5 days by my count, it's time for some sweeping judgment, Steve. What have you made so far of just working with Jimmy? I know it's a really, really small sample, but what has surprised you most about having Jimmy in the building?
I don't know if anything has surprised me. You know, it's just really fun to see him play when he's on your team and you get to watch the tape and you see all the little things that he does. And it makes sense, you know, because he's not a guy who jumps off the page like, you know, like other players in the league who are, you know, maybe more athletic or better shooters or whatever. It's just, it's the totality of the package with Jimmy. It's the incredible IQ, the amazing fundamentals. I mean, you saw the play he was making against the zone last night where he'd catch it in the middle, you know, pivot like it was John Wooden basketball camp, you know, in 1974, and then make a perfect bounce pass to Quentin or Draymond for a dunk. It's like you'd be surprised, but there aren't that many guys in the NBA who have that level of a fundamental base. So when it comes in a star player's body and package, it's really powerful. And so watching the tape this morning and after the Chicago game, you just get a sense of why Jimmy is so great. And it's everything. It's the competitiveness, it's the skill, it's the passing, it's the awareness, the feel. He's just got an amazing game.
Coach Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, there's what we all see on the basketball court. I'm interested in what we don't see. How has he fit into the locker room so far?
He's been great. He's right in the middle of the card game on the plane with Draymond and Steph. There seems to be a lot of laughter in that locker room. You know, he's a very charismatic guy. And I think, like I said, it's great timing. I mean, he needed a change, obviously. He had a great run in Miami, and he was ready for something different. And we needed a burst, and you can feel that it's a good fit, both on the court and in the locker room. He's just got really good energy about him. He's thrilled to be here. The guys are happy he's here, and there's a sense of confidence that he can really help us get where we want to go.
Coach, I'm interested in this because we all know what was being said about Jimmy in Miami and everything that was going on there for the weeks leading up to this. And so that locker room fit, there was even a report at one point that you and Steph Curry were kind of curious about the locker room fit. With what we know about a big personality like that, to what level was that something you guys talked about and considered?
Well, you know, it's not nearly as big of a deal or as much of a thing as you think it might be. I mean, honestly, Steph and I do not have a huge role in this stuff. Mike is great about, you know, checking in with us, letting us know, you know, what he's thinking, what deals are potentially out there. But neither Steph nor I is dictating any of this stuff. And that's how it should be. I mean, I believe in the separation of church and state. You know, I think it's really hard for a coach to make personnel moves or a star player to dictate them. There's a reason that it's a healthy separation. And I think any of these conversations were, you know, not nearly as extensive and as detailed as you might think. It was more, you know, Mike touching base occasionally during the last couple weeks and saying, hey, here's what we're working on. And that's about it.
And here he is, and it seems to me to be a great fit after two games, but how does it change the way you go about playing from a pace and tempo standpoint and maybe less of a reliance on the three-point shot? When you look at it through two games, how does it change the way you go about playing?
Well, he just, based on who he is, he automatically controls the game. It's really interesting. I mean, all we did was give him three or four plays that we run, a couple out-of-bounds plays, and that's it. We had a shoot-around, one shoot-around in the last 3 days, and no practice time other than that. And it didn't matter. Like, he just knows how to play, and there's a tempo and a pace that he plays at, never gets sped up, and it's not impacting, like, the number of threes we're taking. In fact, I think it's improving our shot quality. But what the biggest thing is his ability to pass and manipulate defenses means Steph and Buddy and those guys are Moses. They're getting better looks on the back end of possessions, much like Steph did, in the early years with Andre and Sean Livingston and guys like that who just had great feel, like Jimmy. So the possessions seem cleaner, and then the ability to get to the line, which is something we frankly never had since I've been here. I think 28 free throws in two games. Amazing the calming effect that free throws have on a game. And so Jimmy's bringing all of that to the table and more.
Steve, the core of this team has been in place for so long. And sure, there was Durant for a period of time and obviously Clay throughout most of it. But Steph and Draymond are like the heartbeat of the whole organization. How does the stew kind of change with this new ingredient? You know what I mean? Like, how does the identity of the whole squad adjust with a presence like Jimmy Butler now on it?
I think it's interesting just, being a part of a team, year after year, and you see the subtle shifts in the psychology, the emotion, the confidence. Some of it is based on the roster itself. Some of it is based on the rest of the league, where the league is and how other teams are doing. And so I just think we had gotten to a point, that really this year where we didn't have the, whatever it is, however you want to describe it, we didn't have the it factor anymore. And, wasn't anybody's fault. Sometimes you just need new blood. I think the West has gotten so much better. Teams around us have gotten so much better. And frankly, we needed what Jimmy is bringing us, which is kind of a star confidence. You can just feel his presence and his force. And I think it's infusing the team with some energy, some new energy that we needed.
And maybe some new confidence as well. Is it fair to say that? And you got Quentin Post, who is now suddenly emerging, and Moses Moody getting more minutes, and Buddy Hield looks to be coming a little bit out of his funk. Is that a byproduct of a star and the confidence he brings, or is it the way he plays in terms of getting other guys involved in better spaces?
It's both. It's confidence that he brings to the group, but it's basketball IQ. And, this is, to me, this is what made the Warriors special from 15 to, through 22 was just the incredible IQ that supported Steph and Clay. The ability to create stuff out of nothing and to create really good possessions that generated, open threes on the back end rather than just coming down and launching threes, which, we saw more of that, I think, the last, this year, early in the season, for sure. So it's a combination of all that. But, I mentioned earlier what Mike has done in his year and a half here. These guys who he's brought in, Brandon and Quentin and Jimmy, to me, these guys are rounding out our team in a really important way. Chris Paul last year, very, very similar. Just adding the IQ and the feel that allows Steph to really thrive has been hugely important. And I think Mike has played a big role in all that.
Hey, Steve, before we completely move on from any Andrew Wiggins-related kind of conversation, I'd love to know how you guys created the environment that allowed him to thrive. Because it wasn't necessarily hitting exactly right in Minnesota. And whatever the mix was here with you guys, it seemed to bring out the best in him. What's your read on that?
I just think Steph Curry brings the best out in everyone around him, coaches, players. I think the organization that we've built, Bob Myers built, that Joe Lacob has built, we have amazing people. Rick Celebrini is a great example of someone who helps set the culture. And we got a lot of really good people who create a healthy environment for players to really thrive in. But it all comes back to Steph. This guy is such a special player, such a special human being. He embraces everybody. So to me, Steph brings out the best in his teammates, and I think he brought out the best in Wiggs and gave him, the space and the confidence to be himself, but also to fit in with what we did. And then Wiggs was exactly what we needed, at that time, transitioning away from Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston. We desperately needed Wiggs' length and athleticism, defense, ability to attack. And I will never forget Wiggs, what an incredible teammate he was, human being, and of course the 22 championship, which we don't win without him. What a great guy to coach, a wonderful person to be around every day, and we're gonna miss Wiggs.
In light of all that, how difficult was it in that moment to have to deliver the news, which, in our business, Steve, Mark and I have been doing the trade machine, and it seems like every trade involves Andrew Wiggins when you're playing around with that trade machine, and yet when it actually happens, it had to be a visceral, emotional moment for everyone.
Yeah, it was tough, but I think Andrew, to his credit, handled it really well. He knew that it was a real possibility, given all the rumors, given his conversations with his agent. I think he was well aware that this was a real possibility. Doesn't take away the shock of it, but it's like I said, it's these are moments that are really difficult in the NBA, but they're part of it, and you know it when you come in. You learn it, you figure it out as you go. As a young player, you see guys come and go, and you realize, oh man, that's going to be me someday for 99% of these guys. And so you have to accept it and hopefully even embrace it, because it helps a lot if you can.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kind of approach it that way and still give the best of yourself every day.
Hey, Coach, where's this Quentin Post story going, man? Like, he's on a two-way contract one week. The next week, he's screaming at people and knocking down multiple threes. Like, what? Where are we going with this guy?
Pretty impressive, isn't it? The guy was a 51st pick. And it's funny because after the fact, it's always easy to say, well, man, he should have been picked a lot higher, you know. But I think what was overlooked was just his toughness and his, I call it play speed. I think I read that expression when I was reading about Puka Nacua last year when the Rams drafted him. And I was, you know, I love football. I love this stuff. And the Rams were talking about, yeah, he only ran a 4.6, but he looked fast, way faster on tape. And when you watch Quentin, you know, your first instinct, well, big 7-foot white guy is not going to be that quick, but he plays fast. Like he's so demonstrative with what he does because he sees the game. He processes things really quickly. So, you know, he makes the pass quickly. He makes the rotation quickly. He rolls quickly. He catches and shoots it. And there's no hesitation in his game. So it makes him quicker than what he probably is. But that's kind of the game right there. You know, that's why he's making this adjustment so well.
You know, you just sounded like you were describing Brock Purdy. Like you just used of the same stuff that people say when they talk about Brock.
Totally agree. That's a really good comp in that regard. It's, you know, there's different kinds of athleticism. You know, there's the run and jump stuff, but there's the processing stuff. Patrick Mahomes, you know, has it. You know, Tom Brady obviously had like incredible processing skills and so the quarterbacking stuff, I'm sure that's a big part of that, but I think it's a big part of any athlete in a team sport where you have to make decisions quickly. And, you know, how fast can you process the game? Quentin can process it really quickly, and he happens to be a skilled passer and shooter, so this thing looks like it's got staying power.
So, Steve, he's certainly worked his way into your lineup now, and I'm not going to ask you about a lineup 5, 6, 7 games from now, but I am curious about this. Like, what do you foresee when Jonathan Kuminga comes back from this perspective? Like, how were you feeling before he got hurt about how he was handling the role off the bench in those particular minutes?
JK was, I thought he was playing the best basketball of his career those last couple weeks before he got hurt. And that was, minutes came off the bench, but you know, he didn't mind. I mean, he was playing a lot. He was playing 30 plus minutes. So whether it's off the bench or as a starter, the thing I'm most interested in with Jonathan is picking up where he left off, because what he was doing was, making quick decisions, making simple plays and just playing the game. And it looked to me like things had slowed down for him quite a bit. And that's when guys can really start to blossom, when they see the game more clearly. And that's what I'm excited about, you know, getting JK back whenever it is in a couple of weeks, hopefully. I can't wait to get him back out there.
Little bit of a different look going to Dallas in the game tomorrow. No Kuminga for you. They've got Clay. They don't have Luka. You've got Jimmy Butler. It seems like a year ago all of this would have been nonsensical, but you look at this Dallas team and where they are and how your team is playing. Are you getting a sense of urgency knowing that, you know, you've openly said you need to climb up to the 6 if possible?
Well, we'd like to. That's the goal. It's going to be difficult, but obviously, you know, shoot for six, get as high up as you can. Just having been in the play-in a couple of times, I can tell you seven or eight is way better, getting two cracks than 9 or 10 and just getting one. You know, you got to win two straight. That's a tougher proposition. So we're trying to climb the ladder, and we know that the only way to do that is by, you know, being rock solid. We got to get lucky with our health. But the good news is Jimmy's a great fit. We got a lot of guys who are playing well, and we've got a chance here to build some momentum. So, yeah, two big games coming before the break.
Coach, you're in Dallas, and I know you're well aware that that fan base is going through it right now after that trade and feeling some frustration. There's even been some very unfortunate behavior, death threats toward Nico Harrison, et cetera. I wonder what your sense is of that, and if you can compare it to anything else that you've experienced in NBA life, maybe even all of the Krause and Reinsdorf stuff back in the day. Like, what's your thought on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough. When I was GM in Phoenix, I got death threats after the Shaq trade. We traded Sean Marion for Shaq, and I got some death threats via email. And, you know, you sort of know deep down, like, nobody's really going to try to kill you over a basketball trade, you know. But it's really disconcerting at the same time, you know, to have somebody threaten your life. So I really feel for Nico, and you know, it's terrible behavior. It's sort of modern society, modern life, the way we live with social media, with, you know, it sort of gives everybody, you know, this free rein to write whatever they want when they clearly wouldn't say something like that to another person's face. But it's all, you know, it's all part of modern life, and it's really sad. And I feel terrible for Nico, and hopefully, you know, this doesn't last too long.
To take it to a lighter subject, what does the 1997 3-point shootout champion say to Buddy Hield before this weekend?
You don't say anything ever to Buddy Hield. You just hand him the ball and you let it rip. So I got no advice for Buddy.
You don't ever talk to Buddy Hield, Coach?
I never talk to him about shooting. Talk to him about everything else. But you don't say anything about shooting. This guy, he puts up more shots than anybody, including Steph, by the way. You know, we have this we have this tracking stuff in our facility where, you know, that we can look at every single practice attempt from our guys and know how many they made, how many they attempted in the last month. This guy shoots more shots than anybody, I think, probably in the history of the planet. It's incredible. He loves to shoot so much. He's in the gym all the time, just firing away. It's beautiful to watch him shoot. And he's one of those guys who's just, you just kind of want to leave alone and let him rip. And I think he's going to do great for that reason. He's not going to think a whole lot. He's just going to get out there and shoot 25 of them and see what happens.
Okay. Well, Coach, if you don't want to say anything about Buddy, do you want to say anything real quick about this new All-Star format, what you think about it?
Yeah, I have not thought one bit about it, and nor will I think one bit about it when I go to San Diego next weekend and play golf.
Where are you playing, Coach?
I live in San Diego in the off season. It's kind of our home base, So I play right there in Rancho Santa Fe nearby where we live, and really a great course, and I got good friends who are there, and so I'll get out a couple times and get away. It'll be nice.
Okay, Coach, two wins in a row. Two more would be real nice. Good luck rest of the week. Enjoy that golf course, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Okay, there he goes. That is Coach Kerr.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.